Well, let's turn our focus now to plans to ban controversial gay conversion therapy in the UK. The government's currently completing a study on the issues, and that's 2 years after pledging to ban it as part of its LGBT equality plan. Well, the term conversion therapy, that refers to any form of treatment or psychotherapy which aims to change a person's sexual orientation or to suppress a person's gender identity. All major UK therapy professional bodies and the NHS disagree with it. That's on logical, ethical and moral grounds. Well, last night, BBC Spotlight aired interviews with two people who've both spoken openly about their trauma as a result of what they say was LGBT conversion therapy. Well, earlier on this programme, we spoke to Gary Adair Gilliland, who went through that experience back in 2010.
So the harm really is because it's creating this duplicity in your personality, this side of you that truly isn't you. You're lying to others around you. So you're slowly destroying and eroding and part of your personality, part of your sexual identity, which isn't the full end of your personality, but is a significant part, to be fair, to the people that you are attracted to. That was harmful in that it just left me feeling less worthy of someone's love, less worthy of my own self-respect, less worthy of a place of belonging within the church and Christian community.
Yeah, that was Gary Adair Gilliland, who spoke to us earlier. Well, let's discuss the issue with the Lib Dem MP and Foreign Affairs spokesperson, Leila Moran, who also identifies as pansexual. And we can speak to Dr. Mike Davidson as well. He's the chief executive of the Core Issues Trust. That's a non-profit Christian ministry, and they support people who identify as gay and voluntarily seek change in sexual preference and expression. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Dr. Davidson, if I could start with you, could you explain the therapy you do, please?
I'd be happy to do that. It's just a pity that, again, the BBC has refused to interview anybody who has satisfactorily gone through this process. But in a nutshell, what we do is explore the fact that people are unhappy with their feelings and behaviours and want to move away from it. So the work we do is exploratory. It's conversation therapy, not conversion therapy, a term that we reject.
What's the difference between conversation and perhaps transforming and conversion? What's the difference there?
Well, conversion therapy is a term that was invented by Douglas Helderman in 2003, if not earlier. He is an activist within the APA, the American Psychological Association. This term is imposed on anybody who offers support for those with unwanted same-sex attraction. So I think we have to be much more nuanced in what we are saying here. Everybody needs to be against bad practice. And we would be. And the way forward is not to ban, it's to regulate.
Why would you say that? What's the difference between banning and regulating for you?
Well, if you regulate something, you require people to be accountable. But unfortunately, what has happened in this country because of the memorandum of understanding that actually did have significant input from Norman Lamb, who I think was from the Lib Dems, did not base itself on science. It's an ideological statement which is easily seen if people want to go to it. So banning just means that anybody who has a contrary view may not express it. People, for example, who have male rape victims, for example, will not be able to get help because they are being told that feelings that they experience subsequent to that are part of a natural thing in their lives. They would object to that and they want help. They experience themselves as having been damaged and going in a new direction that is completely contrary to their values and feelings.
Let me bring in Leila Moran here. What's your reaction to what Dr. Davidson has to say?
Well, first of all, I think it's worth reiterating that the view of the government is that this should be banned. This has been 2 years in the making. I've put down a motion more recently that restates that position, that's had cross-party support, and it has got support from all corners of the House. And I think that's really, really important. Most people recognise that this is something that is deeply personal, that it's very difficult to come out. Still in society, there is still homophobia in our society. This is something that we don't want. And the stories that we hear from people who have gone through such therapies, and I think the name that you attribute to this so-called therapy is neither here nor there. What it's essentially saying is that as an individual, you have these feelings and that they are in some way wrong, whether it's you feel that they're wrong or someone else feels that they're wrong and it's been so-called prescribed for you. And that needs to change. And actually, we live in a society that recognises that not only is it okay to have a different sexual preference, it's also protected under the Equality Act. And so when you add all of those things together, it does make sense for us to be legislating to ban these types of therapies, whatever they should be called, and instead work on having a society that is more inclusive, where people don't feel that this is something that they have to do. And the one specific thing that really I was quite struck by in that intervention was the idea that people who have undergone male rape wouldn't be allowed to access therapies. That's utter rubbish. That is not at all what any such ban would be trying to do. If someone has gone through a rape and they need support of any type, psychological or otherwise, to recover from that traumatic experience, of course they would be allowed to do that. So I think that's utter rubbish.
Dr. Davidson, can I get your thoughts on that?
Well, I have several clients who have been in that position who have sought help and have simply been told that that's who they are, that they need to reconcile their feelings and understand that that is something that they are born with. And they don't accept that. This is not something we are imposing on them. They come with an experience that they want to have resolved in their lives. And unfortunately, the level of intimidation that professionals experience around this issue because of a ban that pays no attention to the rights and freedoms of people who want to go in a different direction means that we simply are denying the opportunity for people to work through their issues.
What would your response be to the UK therapy professional bodies and the NHS? They disagree with the therapy. They say they do so on logical, ethical and moral grounds. How do you respond to that?
Well, we have asked consistently to be shown the science. So of course, we're aware of the statements from 17 professional mental health bodies in the UK who make the same statement. But we're asking for the science that shows categorically that in all cases, such interventions are harmful. And I'm afraid they are not forthcoming. So my argument is this. We have a population of one. We have a monocultural point of view that may not be challenged. You cannot get training in this area if you feel that therapeutic support should be offered to people who want it. We're not talking about imposing anything on anybody. You cannot get the training. You cannot get the funding to do research. You cannot get published. You cannot get any critical intervention around this one idea that is pervasive around a specific ideology, and that is that homosexuality is completely acceptable and in society. Now, this is the point I want to make. We are not saying that homosexuality should be illegal. We are not saying that it is not acceptable in the world. People have the absolute right and freedom to live as they want. What we are arguing for is the right of individuals who do not want to continue labeling themselves as LGBT and want to seek help and get the best possible help. And by banning it, all you're going to do is drive it underground, and it will reinvent itself in another way. The better way is to come together, regulate, make sure people are properly trained, that there is critical interaction with those who disagree, and there is, instead of viewpoint discrimination, there is true critique around this area. This has been shut down by politicians for months.
Let me bring in Leila Moran on those points that you raise there.
Well, I would say, and as someone who hasn't gone through conversion therapy, nor would I want to, and, you know, coming out is a very difficult process, and people do need support and help and love from their families. And what I find really interesting is there was a 2018 faith and sexuality survey that identified the primary reasons given by people who had attempted to change their sexual orientation. And two-thirds said that they'd chosen to go through the therapy because they were ashamed of their desires, and a quarter simply didn't want to be associated with LGBT people or their lifestyle. Those reasons are, in my view, societal. If you had a society where it was absolutely acceptable, where no one felt any kind of discrimination, and I think that's what we need to keep coming back to, there is still rife discrimination against LGBT people, even in our, you know, enlightened modern society. It happens all the time. That is what we need to be focusing on. And then if you look to those in the same survey who had gone through such a therapy, the overwhelming number of them who had been through it then said that it made the situation worse. It was harmful. So the other thing I'd like to pick up on is when, you know, we're being challenged, show us the science that this doesn't work. This is itself a pseudoscience. You don't need science to rebut something that itself is a pseudoscience. And also science, as we know, especially a social science, will be something that is not applicable in this case. This is a societal issue. It is a issue about values, and it has no place in modern Britain.
Just let me bring Dr. Mike Davidson in there. You say this is a pseudoscience. Is Leila Moran right, briefly, if you can, in the short time we have left?
What we need to say is the Faith and Sexuality Survey, with 20 times overrepresented LGBT persons. These were followers of Jane Ozan from the Ozan Foundation. This document is highly problematic, and its methodology is clearly in a position that it cannot be described as a true representative sample.
Okay.
She's got the wrong end of the stick here, I'm afraid.
Okay, Leila Moran, if you can, in 30 seconds, regulation or ban, what's the way to go with this?
Ban. The government has said that it will ban. We have members from across the House that say that they should ban, and I am calling for the ban to come in as quickly as possible.
Leila Moran, Lib Dem MP and Foreign Affairs spokesperson, and Dr. Mike Davidson, who's Chief Executive of the Core Issues Trust. Thank you both very much indeed.